Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes. Moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Every week, we are happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. And his appearance on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. How do you and your family handle Halloween? I'm guessing that neighborhood knows that this is your house. People like to come up to your house. How do you and Brittany handle Halloween? How do you handle trick-or-treaters?
Most time we are the trick-or-treating, just with the kids and stuff like that. So while we're doing that, we usually put the bowl of candy out on the front patio or the front porch, whatever you want to call it. And so that's how we usually roll with it. And by the time we get home, it's usually all gone. So I don't know if that's one person taking it all or if that's a lot of people coming by the house.
What kind of candy are you guys divvying out? Are you guys getting like king size candy bars? Are you getting like those little variety packs and just, hey, you can grab a handful of it? How are you guys handling giving out the candy?
It's a mixture of both. You know, we do the variety packs, but we also do some of the king-size stuff as well. And so I want everybody to have a good time, and I want everybody to get everything they want. So I try to keep it mixing it up every year and as many options as possible.
All right, so I have six candies that I want to go through with you really quickly. I want you to tell me if you would give these candies a thumbs up or a thumbs down and why you feel that way. Let's start with gummy bears. Where are you at?
Yeah, I can do gummy bears. Just depends, you know. But it's not my favorite, but I can do it for sure.
All right, where are you at with a York peppermint patty?
That's a thumbs down for me. I'm not a big peppermint fan.
How about Whoppers? You know those like little chocolate milk balls? I like them, but they're very controversial. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, if it's the only option I had, I'd give it a thumbs up.
Candy corn.
Definitely. I actually had this discussion the other day with some guys. It's like only Halloween once or twice, thumbs up, rest of the year, thumbs down.
All right, two final candies here. First up, lemon heads.
That's a thumbs down for me.
Last one, yellow starburst.
You gotta eat the yellow starburst to appreciate the red and the pink. So, I mean, you gotta eat the yellow and the orange. So, gotta give it a thumbs up. It's not as good as the other ones, but it plays its part.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's take a look back really quickly before we move on to you guys' game on Sunday against the Bills. You guys started this homestand under 500 with a very important Sunday night football game against the Lions. You guys had an incredible homestand. You guys had your opponents 89-24. What are you most proud of? What was the most impressive for you, given how you guys played this homestand?
Yeah, I think it's just the progression of getting better and better, offense and defense and special teams, everybody. It's got better while we were at home, and we had Arrowhead on our side, and so we have to continue that. You know, we played some good football teams, and we've gotten better as the season's gone on, but we're going to have a nice stretch of games starting off with Buffalo, and it's going to be a tough environment. So we got to continue to get better and try to find a way to win this game in a tough environment.
One thing that you told me a couple of weeks ago when we were having a conversation was about the wide receiver room and how much guys really like each other. I've been really paying attention to that, and you can just get a sense of it, man. Guys really like playing for each other. Guys like seeing other guys have success. It feels like the camaraderie is very high right now amongst the team. It feels like the chemistry and confidence is also very high amongst the team as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it speaks to just the culture that we've kind of built here, and guys like each other, and they want to go out there and win, and they want everybody to succeed. And so that's not going to happen every single game that everybody's going to get all the catches or all the yards or whatever it is. But I think if you just play your part and you get yourself open whenever you get the opportunities, the football's going to come your way, and then you'll be able to go out there and make an impact in the game.
You can't really call anything automatic, but it feels like Kareem Hunt on third and short or fourth and short, it's become as almost as automatic as anything in the league right now.
Yeah, no, he's doing a great job, man. I mean, he does a great job of finding the soft spots in the run and getting through there and getting the yards. You know, that's not an easy thing to do, and I think it's a weapon that we have is having him in those situations. And the offensive line's doing a great job giving him space to run with.
I also feel like that's just changed some of the philosophy amongst the team. One thing we were talking about on the show yesterday was, you know, you guys had fourth and one from your side of the field. I feel like in years past, you guys potentially punt in that situation. It didn't feel like they were any hesitation. It felt like everybody had a lot of confidence in that offensive line and also Kareem to pick up the 1 or 2 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
He's, I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100%. And I said this after the game. I mean, it's confidence in Kareem in the offensive line, and it's also confidence in our defense that they're going to get stops if it doesn't work out. And so I think it's just, it speaks to the confidence of the entire team and the coaches have in us so that we're going to go out there and make it happen. And if the slight chance that we don't, the defense is going to get the stop and get the ball right back to us.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I got to ask you about Travis. He ties the record. Very special moment at Arrowhead. How cool is it to see him have that moment? And you talk about the hard work that guys put in. This is the guy that's been doing it for a decade now.
100%, man. I mean, he comes to work every single day with the right attitude, and one of the main leaders, if not the leader of this football team. And he's a guy that practices harder than anybody, has a smile on his face, keeping guys motivated and ready to go. And so he's deserving of having these type of records broken, and that comes with the work that he puts in every single day.
Let's move ahead to Sunday's matchup against the Buffalo Bills. This is the 10th time that you guys will have played the Bills. It just feels like every year this game always means a whole lot. It's always really important, and it usually feels like it's around this time in the calendar.
Yeah, it is. It's always like late October, early November when we play, and it's kind of the season's rolling, and you know where everybody's kind of at in the standings and everything like that. And so we know it's going to take our best effort. I think that's what I've learned about every single matchup that we have, is it always comes down to the end, and it's two great football teams going up against each other, and it's going to be one play here or there that's going to change the outcome. And so it's just about making those plays, staying motivated, staying up to the task, and going out there and playing your best football at the right time and making those big plays in the big moments.
I'm sure you've heard this comparison a million times, but, you know, you and I are from the same era of watching football. You know, every year you circled Brady against Manning, and you knew whether it was Patriots-Colts or Patriots-Broncos, you knew how important that matchup was going to be. How cool is it to kind of grow up watching that rivalry and now essentially be in the middle of your own version of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool just being able to be in these big games and playing against the best of the best at quarterback and at teams. And so, I mean, it speaks to the work that both organizations have put in every single year to be in these big games year after year. And I think it just it speaks to the people that are in each building. So it's been a lot of fun, man. I mean, going up and playing in these big football games against these top tier quarterbacks, and having a friendship with Josh as well. It's cool to be able to go up there and know that he's going to play his best football in the big moments, and I plan on trying to do the same.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. You know, what's the relationship like between you and Josh? Because it appears you guys are very friendly, but there's also a rivalry there. You want to beat him, he wants to beat you. What's the relationship like? What's the rivalry like between you and Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, I think off the field, I mean, I respect the way he plays the game and the way he handles himself. And so I think off the field, we kind of have similarities as far as being interested in golf and being interested in just being around our family and competing and just being good people. And so I think that kind of tends itself to have a friendship as far as golf and stuff like that. But I mean, I know just like me, he's as competitive as ever. So when we get on the football field, it's all about going out there and finding a way to win for the football team. And so it's definitely a friendship that on game days is not a lot of talking. It's about going out there and competing.
We've talked about this before. You know, you're a part of a big three with you, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. It feels like you guys push each other. You got a couple of MVPs. Lamar has a couple of MVPs. Josh Allen has an MVP. It feels like you guys really push each other to bring the best out of one another.
Yeah, I think that's just the quarterback position these days. I mean, there's so many great quarterbacks. I mean, you see it every Sunday of all the guys that are around the league making plays happen. And you want to push yourself to be even better. And you know if you don't, you're going to get passed up by these other guys. And it takes your best effort every single week. And so, I mean, Josh and Lamar have kind of been those guys that have pushed me every step of the way, being here the longest kind of with me. But at the same time, man, these young guys are coming hungry as ever. So it's going to take all of us to keep playing our best football to try to stay on top.
I think a lot of people, if you ask them, you know, what's their memory from this rivalry, a lot of people would say the 13-second game at Arrowhead. When I think of this rivalry, I think of when you guys went on the road in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Up to that point, you hadn't played a road playoff game. There were those conversations of what is this team going to look like. You guys go on the road and you get the tough win, and then it's that image of you running off the field, and fans are just throwing snowballs at you.
Yeah, no, the fan bases are passionate for sure. I think it's for me, I like that one more just because we won the Super Bowl that year in the 13-second game. We lose the next game. So I think it's been a lot of great games. And even the games that we've lost have come down to the very end. And I think it's a great rivalry. And we just go out there and know, like I said, it's going to take our best football. And you're going to have memories after the games. Hopefully they're good ones.
You just mentioned it. Where would you kind of rank the fan? I don't know if animosity is the correct term, but certainly you're not very popular there for understandable reasons. Where does it kind of rank with some of the other visiting stadiums you go into?
No, it's up there. They definitely don't like me or the Kansas City Chiefs, but I mean, I love it. I mean, I love that, like, they're that passionate about their fans, their team, and that's what you want in sports, man. And you want to keep it hostile, but at the same time safe. But at the same time, I mean, you want it to be a great environment and a great atmosphere. And you know, going up to Buffalo, you're going to get a great one. Now it's about going out there and kind of bonding together with your teammates and going out there and trying to find a way to win.
Last two things here. Kansas City, they love their tailgating. I don't know if anybody loves tailgating more than Buffalo. You got to be on a different level to try to pile drive somebody through a table.
Yeah, I've never tried to do it, and I don't plan on it, but it looks like it's fun for those guys. So, I mean, they can keep doing it. It's part of their tradition.
And last thing here, you were a baseball guy. We had an 18-inning baseball game. What's the longest baseball game you've been in?
Man, I couldn't even tell you, but 18's a lot of innings. I try to stay up after the game. You know, I got my adrenaline pumping, and I get after the game. It's the ninth inning, and I turn it on, and I'm watching it kind of in the locker room, and then all of a sudden I go home, and it's the 11th inning, and I stayed up to – I was mad. I stayed up to like 1 something in the morning to the 17th inning and just passed out, fell asleep. And of course, Freddie Freeman hits a walk off in the 18th. So I missed the walk off, even though I tried to stay up for it. But it's been a great series 2-2, and they're still in LA, and then they'll have to go back to Toronto. It's been a great series to watch.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as we get you ready for one of the most anticipated games of the regular season, the Chiefs and the Bills. Patrick, great luck, man. We'll catch up with you after the bye week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Every week, we are happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and his appearance on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top-brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.